Hey, welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shayna. Last week's episode was on two of my favorite words, integrity and discrepancy. If you haven't heard it yet, go check it out. It's actually pretty cool. I do have to say that I was kind of talking pretty fast in that episode. I think with the kids playing in the background or whatever, I kind of had like that speedy mentality of like maybe I was working within a ticking time bomb, like, because any minute they could start fighting with each other, and then I'd have to turn off my recording and deal with the fight, or, you know, one of them could have gotten hurt, and so, like, I would have to turn off the recording and deal with that and make sure everybody was okay. Like, all of these thoughts going through my head when I was recording the podcast last week, that I kind of just sped through that podcast. That kind of brings me to what I wanted to talk to you guys about on this podcast this weekend. Basically, a speedy life. I've caught myself kind of trying to live this speedy lifestyle, like where everything has to be done fast, everything needs to get done, period. You know, kind of like what you would call productivity or being productive or the product culture or whatever you want to call it, where it started a long time ago, but I think it was super enhanced and very much so advertised, especially on social media through the pandemic and when everybody was quarantined, because everybody was like, okay, this is my time. I'm going to start working on myself. I'm going to start working on my health. I'm going to start all these new projects. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to work from home. And so you had all these people trying to basically be productive and accomplishing and be successful while still being at home, hence, you know, staying at home and being like increasing in prosperity and stuff like that. And I think that it's just since then, at least where I am looking in the things that I'm starting to endeavor in my own life, is that it almost feels like if you are to center what you're doing on other people and like comparing it to other people's successes and stuff, that you're kind of like in this race that, you know, like race against time, race against audiences, race to get the better clients, all those sorts of things, just like this speedy lifestyle of like get it done, you know, onto the next project, start a project, get it done, onto the next one, and just all these things that have to be done, like boom, 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 you know, like the mentality that I've had in myself and in my life here recently has been like, okay, let's get this done, onto the next thing, you know, and I just have to be like, wow, what did I get myself caught up into? Because I do have a lot of things that I want to accomplish and that I have all these projects that I want to do, and not just like projects like craft projects. I mean like career that I've started, and I have like all these life goals, and like my biggest project that I've really full force dove into is my health and my fitness and really deciding to become the better version of myself, not only in my body, but also in my mind. And so like all of these different things where I've caught myself kind of just like trying to speed through life. And then Dakota and I were talking actually this morning, and we both came to this thing of like, man, what are we in a hurry for? And it's almost like how I grew up, you know, always being taught that the world was gonna end and we're in these end times and the, you know, anything could happen, you know, Armageddon, all these things. And so then you have like these times where you're just like, okay, I want to do this before the world ends because I want to live my life, or, you know, I want to get married before the world ends because I want to be able to experience that. I want to have kids before the world ends, you know, all these different things, to where like I grew up essentially trying to race time and trying to make sure that I was able to experience a lot of things before time ended. And so like me now as an adult and having my own life and my own ways that I can do my life with Dakota and I and our three children is like, man, I gotta slow down. The world ain't going nowhere right now. We're not going nowhere right now, you know, especially if we have a speedy lifestyle. We ain't doing nothing except for spinning our wheels. And so like Dakota and I this morning, we kind of just took a step back and just like, man, we got to relax. We got to stop taking ourselves so seriously, not take steps back from our accomplishments, not not chase our goals or chase our dreams or chase our desires. You know, not, we're still going to be pursuing our own business. We're still pursuing our health and our fitness, and we're still pursuing our mental health. I'm still going to pursue my psychology degree, and he's still pursuing our own business of reselling, and we're both going to be working on YouTube. We're both going to be working on the podcast. I mean, we're still doing those things, but I think what needs to change is mostly our mindset of trying to get everything done right now. Get it done, get it done, get it done, you know? And so, like, we just need to make sure that we're enjoying the steps that we're taking as we take them. And we definitely want to show our children that, man, there is no need to rush through these things. You know, we have, Dakota and I are still very young. We're young parents. We have a full lifetime ahead of us. Our children are just children. They have a freaking lifetime ahead of them. And so we want to make sure that, even especially by our example, that you can take this life one step at a time, you know, measure it out, pursue your dreams, one step at a time, one moment at a time. Like, there is no reason we need to be speeding through life. There's all the reasons that we need to be enjoying our life. And like, if your enjoyment is speeding through life, then that's a different thing. But I really believe that if you just were to take a step back and kind of just, you know, even like right now, whether you're in your car or whether you're in your house or if you're on the job or if you're on a walk or running, have earbuds in, just right now, just stop everything in your head and just kind of look around you, look around at your room, what's hanging on your walls, how is your bed made, you know, what's in your car, what's on your dash, what's your radio station tuned to, what does your car sound like, you know, if you're running, like, look at the sidewalk, look at the road, look at the grass, you know, look at all the children playing in the parks. And I know that I've touched on this before, and it's a really good mindful tip, but man, if you just take a step back, recognize where you are right at this exact second, take everything in, you know, the color of your shirt, the color of the walls, the color of the sky today. Just like, take a moment and just enjoy where you are right now. Everything else that stresses you out or tends to stress you out or tempts you to get stressed out, anything that you're anxious about, anything that you overthink about, anything like that, if you just take a moment to kind of just relax, look around you, be grateful for the things that you have. Be grateful for the people you have in your life. Be grateful for yourself. Be grateful for your health. Be grateful that you're mobile. You can move. If you're into fitness, be grateful that your body can do amazing things. That's what I'm starting to figure out with my fitness. Is I started fitness punishing myself because I was like, man, you are chunky. Let's whip you into shape. And I was super mean to myself to where, like I said, I would punish myself. I would push myself super hard and I would make myself very, very frustrated at myself. But now I'm just like, man, thank you that I can move like this. I have the ability to get stronger. I have the ability to get more flexible. I have the ability to get more toned and all that different stuff. And that goes with everything. Like, thinking that I am super able to be at home right now, working from home, staying with my children, homeschooling them, teaching them the things that they're supposed to be learning, not having to send them off to daycare, but I get to spend every moment of my life and their life with them right now. And I wouldn't change that for the world. And so, like, if I just take a step back and I realize where I am and how far I've come, you know, and not even dipping back into the past, you know, everybody's past sucks. You know what I mean? Not saying that you don't have good memories, because I guarantee you everybody can think of good memories. I guarantee you. No matter who you are, where you've been, whatever, I know that there has been good memories for you, because there's a lot of good in this world. It's not advertised or praised a whole lot because everybody likes drama, so that's not what you're going to be seeing in the news or social media most of the time, but there is a ton of good in the world, and I guarantee you that if you dig deep enough, no matter how depressed you feel right now, if you dig deep enough, you can think of good memories, you can think of good times, you can think of good times with your friends, you can think of good times with your family, you can think of good movies you've seen, like, the list goes on and on. If you just take a step back and realize all of the good things in this world, all of the good things on this earth, for heaven's sakes, if all you can think about is the good green of the grass, hello, you know, start there and move on. This life is made to look at all the good stuff, all the positive stuff. We're supposed to be advertising and enhancing the happiness and joys and pieces of the world, not pieces, but peace of the world. We're not supposed to be like advertising all this dramatic bullshit that gets advertised all the time. You know, if we just focus ourselves and focus our life on all of the good stuff of this world and all the good stuff that happened to us and all of the good stuff that is happening to us and all of the growth that we have experienced and the accomplishments we have done and the successfulness that we have done, if we just focus on that stuff, it'll be easier and easier to take one moment, one step at a time with goodness and good intentions in ourselves. Therefore, we will be a lot more successful and we will be closer and closer to each goal that we set. So that's all I had for you guys today. I hope that this helped you out. It really helped me out that, you know, just take a step back, relax. You know, you have a lot of goals and guess what? You're gonna crush them. You're gonna freaking crush your goals. You're going to crush your dreams. You're going to crush your desires in a good way. You're going to smash them out of the park. You're going to be so freaking successful. And guess what? It takes one step at a time. One moment by one moment by one moment. Okay? So get out there and get them. Thank you, guys.